Good morning and welcome to your Catholic News Update for Tuesday, the 25th of October. In the light of the economic crisis, the Vatican has released a proposal to tackle the world's financial woes. The document, titled Reforming the International Financial System, was presented at the Vatican Press Office. The document says the market needs a so-called global public authority that can make sure all players are following the rules of the game. The document claims that the current leadership of the G7 and G20 is informal. It also says it excludes too many countries. Italian economist Leonardo Bacchetti explained some of the key points. He said, to protect some of the global public goods, there needs to be a quick international coordination among states. For example, on issues like pollution and also financial stability. We need better international coordination, quicker responses, and true representation. The Vatican says part of the solution is a world central bank. Under the proposal, the bank would regulate currency exchange. It would also have a world fund to recapitalize where needed. It would implement different rules for commercial and for investment banks, and it would also impose a tax on financial transactions. The document is the work of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace, meaning it's not the work of the Papal Magisterium. It was done in part to promote a different type of discussion in the G20 meeting scheduled for the 3rd and 4th of November. On the eve of the country's first free elections, the Archbishop of Tunisia said that he's optimistic about his country's future. Tunisia has started its path to democracy, he said. It will be a model of democracy made by Tunisians. There are no standard models of democracy valid for all countries. Each creates its own model, adapting it to their social and cultural conditions. I'm optimistic about the future of the country. There was a huge turnout of voters for the elections, which took place on the 23rd of October. 7.5 million voters are registered in Tunisia, and they were voting for 110 different political parties. The Bolivian president, Evo Morales, has acceded to demands of church-backed protesters and called off a proposed road through their homeland in the Amazon. The protesters had marched from the Amazon to the capital, La Paz, where bishops from the city celebrated a mass for them, and the Archbishop of La Paz, Abastaflor Montero, called on crowds to applaud them. One of the marchers said the support from church groups had been their only solace. And finally, Catholic Answers, a lay-run apologetics and evangelization group based in America, has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene in a lawsuit against the federal tax agency, the IRS. In 2009, Catholic Answers filed a lawsuit against the IRS, alleging that the federal tax collection agency had used its powers to stifle the legal expression of pro-life and other religious viewpoints by non-profit organizations. The IRS targeted Catholic Answers for publishing a 2004 voter's guide and for two e-letters by Catholic Answers president Carl Keating about the then Democratic presidential candidate, Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts, a self-identified Catholic. After an investigation, the IRS found that Catholic Answers did not violate its tax-exempt status by publishing the voter's guide because only express advocacy communications constitute political intervention, unquote. But with regard to the two e-letters by Carl Keating, the IRS ruled in May 2008 that they were political expenditures by Catholic Answers because they opposed the election of a specific candidate running in the November 2004 presidential election. The IRS ordered Catholic Answers to pay excise taxes for 2004 and 2005, but this decision was lifted in 2009. However, now Catholic Answers wants to sue the IRS to make sure that its freedom of speech is not threatened again in the future. On the 21st of October, a lawyer from the James Madison Center for Free Speech, who is representing Catholic Answers, said the organization knows that without a change in the IRS's position on its speech, it couldn't risk to make comments like those on the web post again to avoid another investigation and tax penalty. Well, that's all for today's Catholic News Update. Enjoy your day. Thanks for listening, and we'll speak to you again tomorrow. God bless.